can't seem to put ourselves back in the swing of things in terms of this previous sugya. So there was one basic hanocha in the sugya of Kibbutz Ramine that seems to be not negotiable. And that is, if a chiyuv mamon precedes a chiyuv misa, so the game is over, that's not called Kibbutz Ramine. That was an explicit gemara in Sanhedrin. The gemara spoke about the person who steals something on Shabbos. If he's magbiyah, if he lifts up the wallet that he steals before he takes it outside, so then he technically became chayav as a gana first, and the owner becomes chayav for Shabbos later, so the b'risa of the feirish, he's going to be chayav. The Gemara bears this out in many, many other places, this idea, chiyav mamon precedes chiyav misa, that is not called kibbutz ramine. The Gemara that stuck out in this context was that Gemara Maseches Bava Kamma. The Gemara is talking about the person who lights the Godish, who lights up the field, and in the process of doing so kills the Eved who's tied down next to the field. So the Gemara had the following line. That the Mishnah says that the person who's mouthing is a Godish, it kills the Eved, so he's putter for the Godish, because the Ramine applies. Yes, the Gemara Bishlama, Rabbi Yochanan, who says he's Shemashim Chitzav, so I understand that he's a Rotzeach. And if he's a Rotzeach, I understand he's Chayav Misa. And as being Chayav Misa, I understand why he's Chayav. If I'm sorry, why he's potter for mamon, I understand it's gewaldig, it's wonderful. The Gemara gets the trouble of Reish Lakish. Not Reish Lakish. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan. That's the phrase that we have to understand. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan. What's the Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan? He lit the Godish before the Eved died. So if he lit the Godish, he was mazik the mamon first. Why is that so posh? That's called Kibbutz Ramine. That was the problem. So we said, the Rashba said, Mitachem Rakushia, that we misunderstood the Kibbutz Ramine in Bavakam Chabez. It wasn't Mitam Ritzayach. It was Mitam Rodef. But the Gemara meant was Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Isha Bashem Chitzel, and therefore, if the guy succeeds, he'll be a Rotzeach, and therefore we down him like a Rodef. So as a Rodef, the Sugya of Kibbutz Ramine is right here and now. At the same time that he's burning down the Kodesh, he is already dimmed with a Rodef. That's how the Rashba touches up the Gemara. So we said at the very end of the Shia last week that idea that you have to learn this sugi of Rabbi Kama, Mitam Rodef, not Mitam Rotzeach, may be important for us, may be helpful for us in terms of, in general, analyzing that sugya, in light of an issue that's raised by the Chiddush Aran, that was very, very end of the Shia last week. So let's go back where we left off with the Chiddush Aran's problem in Maseches Sanhedrin, and then we have to go back to that Gemara of Rabbi Kama and to see why Rodef is going to potentially help us big time in the world of the Chiddush Aran. Let's put the rock up in the air. The Gemara is very clear that if you throw the rach up in the air and it travels a couple of inches and comes down and bangs down the head and kills him. So the Gemara says that's called a Ritzeach. Why is it called a Ritzeach? It's my koyach. My thrusting. The arcs you guys talking about last week is something, the arc, the range of the rach that goes a couple of inches away based on my force, that's considered to be like an Adam HaRitzeach B'Yadayim. It's clear from the Gemara that if I throw the rach up and it just simply falls right back down again, flops right down from where it started, I'm not chayev. Why am I not chayev? If according to Yochanan, Isha's Mishim Chitzav, that means that my force plus the wind joined together to label me as another Bamazik, so then my force plus other forces could join together as well. Substitute the word gravity for the word wind, and thus you have an Isha Mishim Chitzav. So why does the Gemara say that the Yipotah, why does the Gemara apply the Yipotah? The Gemara says the only reason we hide is because the rock traveled a few inches. But if the rock wouldn't have traveled, it would simply go up, what goes up must come down. Gravity itself would not be Mechayev Yimisa. Why not? So that led to the startling conclusion of Ben David that gravity up here, Alocha, doesn't really exist. We're not Mishach Heis to gravity, it's just a Milsa de Mamela. It's not a force to speak of. But the Ran doesn't buy into that. So I sent it on the Ramakomos thing that came through. On the Ramakomos, let's pick it up now, what the Ran says. And it's only going to be this Chiddush Aran that's going to set the stage to understand that Gemara Bava Kamma. So let's take a look on the Chiddush Aran. It was page Kuf Mem Vav. It was the second column. It's about six, seven lines down. The first one was Pa'ula. Lefika Chani Omer, says the Ran, I am not going down the good of Rabbi David. I believe that gravity and wind halachically are the same. The figure chani yomer she'ein ledamos niske mamon l'rotzeach l'inyan chiyuv misa. Says the Ran, just because something is chayev in dini mamonos as a mazik, doesn't necessarily mean that you're chayev misa. what the Ran just said is a startling statement. Ishum Shem Chitzov is a sugya of mazik. It turns you into a gav or another mazik. That's why the Gemara said, Yechayev, hey, Devarim, Yechayev, Nezik, Tzavi, Bishav, Simbashis. You're not a moment, you're hizik. So yes, it's called a Odom HaMazik B'Yadayim, but just because it's called the Odom HaMazik B'Yadayim doesn't necessarily mean it's called the Odom HaRotzech B'Yadayim. Yesh T'chalek Bein Ritzicha LaHezik. That's how the Chiddush Yeran begins. And he says, and just in case you're questioning my inequality between Mazik and Ritzech, says the Chiddush Yeran continues, V'ficha niyemesh ein adamas eskema on Ritzech v'nechim yisem mishum, the Rotzeach Akil Rachman Agadein. The Lo'asim Ashegi Kebezit Venus Kirotzon. He says, I'll prove to you that we already know that the standards for Nechayah for Mamanus and the standards of Nechayah for Nefashos are definitely different from one another. If you kill somebody B'Shegi, you're not Chaymisa. Maybe you're Mikla, yeah, but Chaymisa Nish. If you're Mazik B'Shegi, of course you're Chay. Mazik B'Rotzon, B'Oines, B'Sleeping, awake. To be chayav to be an adam mazik is much lower standards than to be chayav nisa. So says the Chiddush Yeran, just because the Torah is mechadish to me that isha mishum chita mavris of eira terakav ma'avir, it's called an isha mishum chita, called an adam mazik. Just because it's called an adam mazik, who said that it's called an adam harotzech biyadayim? And that's the reason why when you throw the rock up and it comes back down, you know why you're potter? Because you did it, yes, with a force. You did it with gravity. Gravity is the same as wind. If we would be discussing somebody got hurt based on what you did, we would say Yechayev, Yishim Mishim Chitzah. But the parish of Yishim Mishim Chitzah is not a Mechayev Nisa. That's the Ran's breakthrough. So that's what the Gemara had to say. I threw the rock and it traveled a few inches. Oh, that's not Yishim Mishim Chitzah. That's Koyach Mamish. That's your force. That's not gravity. That's your force that got it to where it went. But if it's simply joining forces upon it, then joining forces with gravity, that's an Yishim Mishim Chitzah. Then that's a din by my Nezikah. It's not a din by Chayev Nisa. That's the big breakthrough of the Shem. So I can almost understand where the Chiddush Yeran's coming from in terms of his hesitation to derive Ritzeach from Mazik. I understand. Sanhedrin's one sugya, but becomes another sugya. I understand. But Lechar, his raya to show you that there's a difference is a very difficult raya to understand. What was the raya of the Chiddush Yeran? What's his proof? A proof positive, 100% proof that Nisa L'chud and Nezikah L'chud? Because after all, in Hilcha Shogig and Ones, they part ways. Ones, Shogig is Chayav and Mazik, and it's part of Ritzicha. Zaman, but you see from here, that B'Chayav and Ritzach is different than B'Chayav and Mazik. What do you think about that Raya of the Ran? I'm not questioning the conclusion, I'm just questioning the Raya of the Ran. Anyone see almost a deficiency, a weakness in this Raya?
A lot of instances where
okay, I hear. Okay, you know, chidami. There are things that may happen to you for killing someone b'shogeg, but it's still hard to argue with the fact that lamaisa, when I'm mazik b'shogeg, all excuses I have to pay for them. There's absolutely zero break for doing something b'shogeg. But lamaisa ritzich b'shogeg. At the end of the day, you're mikla. Yeah, but ritzich chivisa na. Oh, wait, you always get kasha from the Ran for the Gemara Chavetz. We're going to get to that. That's obviously what we're learning this Ran for. But I just want to understand, just the focus of this Ran's Raya. He's trying to show you an inequality here. He's trying to highlight the fact that Nisa L'chud and Ezekiel L'chud, and his Raya is from Hilcha Shogig V'Oynes. So I'll tell you what's bothering about the Chiddush Yeran. In order to be Chaya for anything, whether we're dealing with the Mazik, whether we're talking with the Ritzeach, there are two different sugyas. There are two different halachas that have to be fulfilled before you can label a person as being chayav in anything. Number one, we have to discuss, did he do a maisa machayvay? Did he do a maisa hezek? Did he do a maisa ritzicha? Number two, you have to ask yourself, has he expressed sufficient knowledge, whatever those standards are? What are the standards of mezid with hasra? What are the standards of shayyeg with oynes gama? I don't care yet what the standards are. But has the person express that, whatever the halakh definition of knowledge is, has he reached that point? Has he reached that barometer of das in order to be mechayev? The two different sugyas, two different aspects. Like, well, halof of das, you have this in secular also. that the, see the lawyer walks in. I need some secular lawyer. So I need if I'm not mistaken, there's you have to help me with the manslaughter charges. There's unintentional. There's intentional. There's negligence. There are dargas. So in order to be chayiv, let's say, to be called for, you know, the ultimate ritzayach, even in secular law, two things happen. Number one, you have to do the ma'isa. You have to do something that qualifies as a ma'isa ritzicha. And then number two, there has to be a certain darg, a certain degree of intent, whatever that degree is. So Havel and Havel also the same is true. The fact that the Ran is highlighting that there's a difference in intent level, how does that impact on what we're talking about? Whether or not Isha Mishum Chitzel, that's not a din of intent. That's not a din in terms of the Machsheves HaGavra. Isha Mishum Chitzel is a Shiloh from the Maisa HaGavra. Does the Torah consider this to be a Maisa HaRitzech or Maisa Mazik or not? What are you bringing me a story? Tell me a raya for, oh, Hilchas Machshavah, Hilchas Das, Hilchas Kavana, the standards are different. Great, that's wonderful. But I just want to know, bottom line, Rabbi, just tell me, is this called Reuben's Maisa or not? So what does it help me to show that there are different degrees of what's called voluntary, involuntary, with kavanah, with intent, nishkantent, pasher, oinez, my nafkamida, I'm just being down on a different aspect of the case. I'm being down if it's called maisa adam or not. If the answer is it's called a maisa adam, nuchas tzikin, mecha teis, it's not called a maisa adam, nuchas ritzicha. So the raya of the Ran from Shegi and Ezid, I thought it's a very, very difficult raya. So I'll tell you a secret, I don't think I'm the only one who thought it's a difficult raya. I think the Ran himself believes it's a difficult raya because he feels the necessity to bring another raya, and he keeps on going. So the Ran continues. So first he throws the Shegi Nezik card at you, and then he continues. The Kevin Shekei, the first one was Keratzon, but even Shiyase Poyel Mamish Ubari Hezeka, Karim Shiyis Chayav Misa, Kehi Keman De Kafte Lechavri Ve Ashkele Bitke Demaya, De Bekoyach Rishon Chay Bekoch Sheni Potter. He references the Gemara of Masechet Sanhedrin. Famous Gemara says that the person tied down right near the river, it happens to be a dam there, something blocking the water, and you simply remove that dam. You remove the rocks, which causes the water to flood and Nebuch to drown the person, to kill the person. Chayav Misa, Patur Misa. The Gemara says it depends. If the water comes Bekach Rishon of what you did, then you chayav misa. If the water comes because shame you what you did, then in Shemayim they call you a gerim ritzicha. And again, mafti you're not getting for this one, but in terms of being chayav misa, basically you're not going to get it. It's kerch shady. Now is probably not the time to discuss what's called kerch rishon, what's called kerch shady. That's a loaded question. What factor determines whether something's kerch rishon, kerch shady? But it's clear for the Gemara that if you kill somebody derech kerch shady, what we call grum b'yalma, you're going to be potter. Comes the Ran now with the following assumption. Even though I know the guy's going to die, capable of potter. If you look to cover in Nezikin, what would the similar be, didn't be vis-a-vis Nezikin? A guy's got an expensive item right near the river, and I pull the plug, I pull out the dam, and it damages the person's property. It says, said, of course, we'll be chay for kerech sheni. So says the Ran, oh, since of course, what's a shayla of you'll be chay for kerech sheni, and we know you potter for a retzeach, you see that to be chay for a retzeach, you need more of a ma'isa than for mazik. So there's really a good raya. Why is this a much, much, so to speak, better raya than the first raya? Because this is discussing dargas of ma'isa. This is not addressing kavanas, machshavas, adam. This is talking, how do you define a ma'isa adam? And you see clear as day, says the Ran, that the definition of Maisa Adam is different from Hilchos Nezikin and Hilchos Misa. There's just one small technical problem with this Raya of the Ran. The Ran made up the second din. There's no such Gemara anywhere. The first din that the Ran quotes is that, yeah, if you kill somebody, derech sheni apotah, that's a Gemara Sanhedrin. But the fact that the Ran says, and he already gave it away, because he said, ilu kavasen and Nezikin, ilu hila, da-da-da-da-da, mashma dechayah. Mashma means that it doesn't say anywhere. Mashma means he thinks you're chayav. Guess what? There's a Tzitzit B'Vakam that says you're potter. Tzitzit B'Vakam says, by the way, you should just know the same way Kerch Sheni is a potter. For me, it's a potter from Nezikin. So, Nafla is still Nafla opinion. The whole riot is from the way he said. So, Akko put him to Rana two, what he thought were powerful riyas, but each riyah has a weak point to it. And therefore, the Chiddush Ran is not Muskam, other Rishon, most of Rishon probably disagree with Chiddush Ran. His whole theory that Isha Rishon Chitzel doesn't carry over from Nezikin to Ritzicha because Shegi Gemezid. What does that have to do with Shegimeks? That's a din de gava, not a din de maisa. A rai from Kav Shenikach, we should, we state anywhere in Chazal that the difference is the difference between Nezikin and Nisa. So at the end of the day, the two rayas are not muchach, and Tachav Yishar is disagreed with that. But I'll call upon him, we're going to go to the Chazal right now. Even if we question, is rayas that state the Hilig Aran that if you kill somebody through Isha Mashim Chitza, you're part of Nisa? The rabbi said, what's the problem? What?
Not a rule, David.
Let's go back to the Gadrish story. So, let's go back for the third time. Where are the Gadrish? Tachav Bezim, Bezim of a Kamer. Three lines at the top. Toshma, Hamalik is a Gadrish, Vayagdi Kafaslov, Yevet Samachov, Yevet Ebet Kafaslov, Yevet Samachov, Yevet Potter. It's only one line. Bishlama, Lamandiyama, Isha, Mishum Chitzel, Mishum Hachi Potter. I don't even need the next line. I just want to catch you that one. According to the Ran, what in the world does that line mean? Bishlam Mandav Isham Shukhit Shurachit Potter. What are you potter for? What are you potter for? The Ran just said, you're not called the Ritzer. It's on Isham Shukhit. You're not Chav Isham Shukhit. That's about potter. Comes the Mechaz Chinuch and says, Mechaz Chinuch did not have a Chedush Aran, but he claims that the Rambam holds this way. It's not clear at all the Rambam does hold this way, but we're going to lump together the Mechaz Chinuch says that's Ram with Chedush Aran. Whether the Ram did it or not say it, I can't tell you, but the Ram said it. Says Mechaz Chinuch, there's only one way to read this Gemara according to the sheet of the Ram. When the Gemara says those magic words, Bishlo Lamandi Yom Yishim Shub Chitzav, it does not mean Ritzayach. What does it mean? Rodev. Now, you just told me that if I succeed in killing the person, I'm not chayav misa. I get off because it's ishu mishum chitzel, not chayav misa. That's a din prati by mamonis, don't do it misa. So chayav misa is nisht. But if I'm in the state of roidef the person to an ishu mishum chitzel, you can kill me. And that's why I'm part of a mamonis. Keep it ramini. So says mechassin, what a wild chiddush! But it's got to be true. As I stay in the gemara, there's no other way to read this gemara going to the ram. You see an unbelievable chiddushi, that the parasha of Reidev doesn't depend on the degree of ma'isa that you're doing that would subsequently be mechayv misa's based in for tzicha. Ritzeach l'chud, for Reidev l'chud.
Didn't we say last week that if you did it the other way, it was not no mishum kitzel mishum amono, that would not happen?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. According to the Rashba, it was the exact opposite. That's right, you can't ask from the Rashba and the ram, right. Because Chiddush is saying, according to this ram, he claims the Rambam, this Gemara is saying, Pem Mole, that although this doesn't qualify as an act of Ritzicha, you won't be Chemisa for this, for being called to Bezin as a Ritzach, but Kol Zman, you're in the state of being Rodif through this crazy case of Isha Mishim Chitza, will treat you as a Rodif.
Why are you limited to Isha Mishim
Chitza? Oh, Gavala, Judy has to bomb Kasha. If so, what in the world does the Gemara mean? Eldaman Yom Isha Mishim Amoinai. What's the difference, right? Yishim Shum HaMayna should also be called the Raidev. Obviously, why that the Din Raidev has nothing to do with the Chiyam Yisrael Beis Din? Who cares about Yishim Shum HaMayna? I'll tell you a secret. I was bothered with Kasha, and Mechaz Chin is bothered with Kasha, and I don't understand what he says. Imam Shi glossed over, he says, yeah, but if it's Yishim Shum HaMayna, that's really too far removed. Totally, I don't understand what he means. Imam Shi don't understand what he means. So I don't understand. But I'm still stuck in the world of Rabbi Yechon, past like Rabbi Yechon. So I want to just digest this Mechaz Chinuch for a moment. Can somebody give me a svara for this? How you talking about kazeh? That you're called a rodeif, even though the chayetzeva you wouldn't be called a ritzeach?
It sounds more like rodeif is a hatzara.
Oh, this is changing tunes from last week. Again, the Ran's not mishuma to the Rashba, but this is very, very much in sync with the hatzara angle. This is not Einesh, it's Hatzola. So I think Eliyahu could be right. That it's Yitochein, you can have a Reidev who's not a subsequent Ritzeach. And you could shoot the person based on Huchas Reidev Mishum Hatzola. But Rabbi Yisai, I don't know, we're almost developing a Chazak over here. Last week we had the audacity to take on the Rashash, and this week we're going to have the Chutzpah Gedol take on the Mechaz Chinuch. But Tari Lamdu Nitoch, Emissary Darkoi, I can't say it. It can't be pshat. Hey mitam svara, hey mitam araya. Like we said, listen, what's the svara? What's the svara you can't say to the Beis Chinuch? It's such a compelling svara. Eliot's 1,000% right. That if you want to call a guy a real Dave, even though he was involved in something that wouldn't result in a Chinuch Mitzvah Beis Din, you can't call him a real Dave al tzuchas einshin. That's absurd. What kind of, if any kind of relative you want to call him, what can you call him? Hatzaldik or Rodif. What's the problem? What dimension of Rodif in the first place created the sugya of Kibbutz Ramanei in the first place? We've been dealing with this question for the last 3 weeks. Why does the Mishnah say there's no Kibbutz Ramanei by Rodif? Because it must be that there's a din of onesh in it. If there's no din of onesh in it, then what's for Kibbutz Ramanei? So even if you want to go out on a limb and say that I have a half-baked Rodif, I have a Rodif who's not going to be subject to Mrs. Beis Din, and you want to call it a Tzoldik, a Rodif, Makabo. But you can't then go ahead and apply Kimmel Dramidae to that, because to apply Kimmel Dramidae to a Tzoldik, a Rodif, well, it doesn't make any sense. What kind of loch is that? That doesn't make any sense. So when the Gemara says, Bishlam l'mandiyam ishim shim chitzav, what the Ran is saying, says the Mechas Chinuch, is that he's a Raidev. Not an Onishtik a Raidev, because in Ayyub Chayyim, he says Bezin, I am the Gemara about throwing rocks up in Sanhedrin, that was the Ran's whole Raya. The best you can pull off of this Raidev is Atzaldik a Raidev. Obviously, he's Atzaldik a Raidev, so why is the character not drowning him? So it's a Pilei Ploy Mechas Chinuch. Mamish Pilei Ploy Mechas Chinuch. I don't understand this Mechas Chinuch. Bechlal, Misvara, it's Lo Nitan. But I'll bring you another raya. Why, even not misvara, it's poshut. It can't be this way. Also, Gemara, same Gemara, Baba Kama. Those who have Gemara's Baba Kama on the phones, whatever they have, let's see if we can find a Gemara. And I've Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about a sugya of Moser Mamon Chadero. Somebody who decides that he's going to hand over his friend's property to the Goyim. And the Goyim are going to come, and they're going to come and steal the stuff. So it's a terrible Avera. Comes to Gemara and says, you know what happens to a person as he's trying to be a Moser? So let's pick it up on Kufi Diamond Aleph. It's the first one in the line is Rava. It's a little bit more than halfway down. Couple of lines down from halfway down. The end of the line. How Gavra, Rabbi Boy Achvuye Ativdin Dechavre. There was a fellow who wanted to show the grain of his friend to some tough guy, some thug. Also, Kami de Rav. It ended up in front of Rav, the story. This guy was threatening that he's going to be Moise Mamu Chavero. Omalei, Lo Tachve, Velo Tachve. Rav said to me, better not do it. Don't you dare be Moiser Mamun Chavercha. Amar Machvina Machvina. I'm going to get a pretty penny for this. I'm going to do it. Yosef Rav Kahana Kamei de Rav. Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav. Shamte Lekoe Minei. Rav Kahana killed him. Rav Kahana killed him, Moiser. She grabbed his neck, grabbed his mama, she killed him. Then Rav Kahana got into trouble because the government didn't think that was such a good idea, and Rav Kahana had to run away to Israel. It's a whole fascinating story, nothing. Rav Kahana killed the Moisim Mamun Chavero. So the Gemara Brachos in the ninth paragraph also says the same thing. That again, I should preface it by saying we're not speaking of halacha Moisim right now. We live in a civilized world right now. I mean, at least some place in the world civilized. So this is obviously no shape or form. Advocating any kind of illegal kind of activity. But the Gemara says that if the person is Moisev Mamun Chavero, he can be killed. Based on what? How can I kill a guy because he's Moisev Mamun Chavero? What in the world is that based on? So the simple pshat is that he's a Rodif. Because a person who stoops so low that he's about to be Moisev Mamun Chavero to the Goyim, again, we're talking about to the thugs, he's going to hand this guy over to the tough guys in town, they may not necessarily just take away his money. There are a lot of things that happen also. Hey, b'din moment is hey, b'din nefashos. So therefore, Chazal and Mishayer, that that such a person has a din like a Reidif. That's the posh of Shalom the Sugya.
It's interesting that he's a Reidif under Halacha Reidif, but he hasn't done it nicely. He's just done
deep. Oh, wait, wait, wait. You couldn't have fell into my trap any better than that. Okay, perfect. You did me a type, you saved me that line. So the posh of Shalom the Sugya, the Gemara Brach says, is Alts Reidif. That's the simple Pshat in the Gemara. Most of the Rishonim have it, by the way. It's called Reidif. I understand. And let's say I would mamish be moser nefesh chaveri to the goyim. I would say to the goyim, go kill that guy. See the guy over there? Go kill him. Would I be chamis over there? No. It's not a mice mitzicha. It's terrible. It's a geferloch. Ritzich and shamayim. Gram ritzicha. A million times over. Ritzich the adayim is nisht. It's only words. It's not a mice of osiritzach. So what do you see from this Gemara? That you don't have to be chaynisa to be what? To be a rovnif. But, what's the second half you see this Gemara? What's the din of a moiser? What if a moiser succeeds and he actually gets the goy to take away the Jew's property? Says the Gemara, he's chayef to pay. He's chayef to pay, also the mazik. The Gemara says it's called din of the garmi, those baba bas at the beginning of the year, we spoke a lot about this, but you chayef to pay, also the mazik. Also not the mazik. So come all the Acharim and say, wait a second, hold the phone. Why you have to pay outside of the Mazik? Why don't we apply what rule? Kibbutz Ramine. What do you see from here? You can't say Kibbutz Ramine. Even though we just passed Kibbutz Ramine for you. You know why? Because you're a Rodef outside. So maybe you're not a Rodef outside Einish. And therefore it's E-Evshut to say such a thing. Even if it's Chinuch Pshad and the Gemara of Kamach Abayz is right, then what should follow is every Moshe should be potter from Din Amonis. And the Gemara's been famous, not really. What's the fish? You hold Din the Gemara, Yechayev. So the Chayes, you're right, but not just be svar against Mechaz Chinuch. You see, from this Gemara, you put the pieces of all this Sugya together, that even though you want to be in the halfway, and you want to say that it's a half-baked Reidif, it's still called the Reidif, even without a Chiyah, Mises Basic, it's still get a parish of Reidif, of Shia, maybe that's right. Reidif here, but Reidif has given Ramin Enish. I'll tell you a secret. There's a Ravid that says that you're not even called a Rodef. So why are you allowed to be killed here if you're not a Rodef? The Ravid says it's like Bezim Makav Einyan Shulman Adin. We spoke about the last Shabbos. It's an extrajudicial procedure that Chazal say it's the Meg Demilsa. If you have people handing over their friends to the Goyim, it's Geferloch. That's going to undermine the entire Jewish community. You know, everyone's going to be, all the money's going to be confiscated, all the property's going to be taken. It's machan yerushal din. It's not a din of roidif b'chlal. If it's not a din of roidif, so it's not an einish b'chlal. It's nothing. It's just the mikdam milsa. So no matter how you slice it in this sugya, one thing is crystal clear for this Gemara about Moser is that even if you want to go out on a limb and say that a roidif was not subsequently chai mis, it's called a roidif, that's only a tzaldik roidif, not an einish roidif. So it's a pillay plug in the Chassidich. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is. So I'll share with you a story. It was about 2 years ago. So it was like, we date things right in that bar. It was like right before COVID. that's become a reference point now. So I was at a Levaya, and I saw Yehuda Fisher. Yehuda Fisher says the Shir and Tells in Riverdale. Tells in Riverdale, Rabbi Osman runs the Shiva. He says like the Shir under Rashiva. He says the Tapis Medrash Shir. He said, Adam God, Lad Mahod. And I know him for many years from Riverdale. You know, years I grew up, I used to hang around the Yeshiva there. So I used to became friendly with him. I haven't visited there in a long time, but a little cash with him years ago. So I was at Levaya. I noticed he was there. And as we were walking out, so I started to go to my car, and I saw that he was starting to walk also. And then I said to Fisher, I said, do you need a ride anywhere? So he said, no. He said, my car is like 3 blocks away. So I said, can I give you a ride to your car? So he smiled, and his wife was with him, and said, all right, okay, we'll take the ride to the car. So what an opportunity. I had him in the car for 30, literally, it was literally 3 blocks. I'm going for 3 blocks. And I happened to have been doing the sugya of Kibbutz Ramine, and I was thinking about this Birchas Chinuch, it was on my mind. But you know what? We'll throw it at him. So Rav Fisher, I said, I was thinking about this Birchas Chinuch of Kibbutz Ramine. It's bothering me. So he says to me, Tzvi, you know, remember the footnote of the Imre Moshe? Moshe Sokolovsky was Rosh Yivin Brisk, not Sokolovsky, but Sokolovsky. He was Rosh Yivin Brisk, and Rav Chaim was the Rav Brisk. So the Imre Moshe has a famous piece by Kibbutz Ramine, and one of his footnotes in the piece, so he talks about this kasha. So after he reminded me, then I remembered Yataka, I had seen this footnote, like maybe a few years before. Mom shows in the 30 seconds in the car, that was the first thing on the top of the tip of his tongue, the footnote of the Imre Moshe about this very kasha. I don't know the answer, I gotta read the footnote. Okay, anyway, back to this story. So, Rabbi Isai, we're definitely having trouble with this Gemara Chabez. There's no question about it that we're having trouble with this Gemara Chabez. If not for the Chiddush Aran, we would have been okay. We could have gone down, down the route of Rodef. The Rashba wasn't so hard for us. The Rashba took us down the route of Rodef, but the Rashba held the Yechai of Misa for this kind of Rodef. So that we were able to recover. But the Ran really threw a curveball at us. So there are different answers in the Echronim to the Ran to go down different routes in the Chesina, but it's really going to take us way off our sugya. For me to say that, it's got to be so way off the sugya. We're not going to go down that route. Let's try to get back to the general swing of things. What we were introduced to through this Chiddush Aran is something basic and something fundamental, which is now going to eventually bring us back to our main thrust of Kibbutz Ramine. Let's just make a ha'ara on something that the Chiddush Aran raised for us. Namely, we have this Gzeres HaKosov called Isha Meshum Chitzov. I never would have said it on my own. The starting point is Rish Lakish is right. It's Mamun, it's not me. I didn't stab the guy. I wasn't Masbi B'Yadayim. I didn't do anything. I lit a fire. And then my fire went out and burned down your field. I didn't torch your field. I lit had a barbecue that the wind took. Misvah Rishon Rish Lakish is right. This is not an Adam Masbi B'Yadayim. But what can you do? Torah goes up. Shalom Yisham HaMavir Saveira. Torah Karo Mavir. Isha Meshum Chitzov. Adam Masbi. Talzvarim, Heidvarim, etc. We have a major machlokes in Rishonim now. Whether that gzeres hakasa of hamavras of ahira ishim shemchitzav is that limited to nezikim, and you have no right to extend that to any other areas of halacha. It's a special court by nezikim, as the Ran himself said, because it's so easy to be chayv for nezikim. Be mishera, be meiz, be anis, be ratzon, kachvicha, kachshe. It's so easy to be chayv for nezikim. So this is one of those easy ways to be chayv for nezikim. Ishim shemchitzav is a special din. It's a din proti by nezikim. Or do we take that din of Isha B'Shem Chitzah and extrapolate L'chol Ta'akula? So most of the Rishon disagree with the Chiddush Aran, for sure. The Rashba disagrees, others disagree. The Rebbeinu David disagrees, Tosfos disagrees. Rubin the Rishon held that Isha B'Shem Chitzah carries off the Chol Ta'akula. It's not limited to Mazik. But the Chiddush Aran stands on his own and says, no, it's a din prati L'chol Mazik. How do you understand the nature of this machlekes? What's the nekudas of machlekes here between the Ran on the one hand against all the other Rishonim? Whether we should take Isha B'Shem Chitzav and extend it to Kol Terakula or limit it only to Chuz Mazik? So let's look very carefully at what the din should have been, would have been, before the Gzeres HaKosov. Before there was a parasha of Amavras Aveira, and we don't have to go before this parasha, we'll just go to the Yeshiva Resh Lakish. Haven't been saying Shiva Rabbi Yochanan, but in the worldview of Rish Lakish, the Pasuk of Avos Aveira doesn't mean anything. I don't know what it means. It doesn't mean this. And therefore, Rish Lakish, like the din is Isha Meshum Amonai. Why is it only Mamono? Why is it not Chitzav? After all, I did light the fire. What's preventing Rish Lakish from saying Misvar Rishona that it's Isha Meshum Chitzav? It's the Koch Achaklu that's doing the trouble. Rish Lakish agrees, if I shoot an arrow and it rips through your shirt, I'm chayav. That's chaytza mamish. I shoot a gun and it breaks through your window. So of course I'm chayav on my mazik. I don't need a pasuk for that. What's the difference whether I take a sledgehammer and smash your window, whether I shoot a gun and shoot a bullet through your window? What's bothering Rish Lakish is the Korach and Urabai. And the Yemi said that's bothering Rabbi Yechon also. Because Rabbi Yechon did not say Ishu Shemchitza Misvara, he only said it because of the Pasuk. That's the Gemara Befesh Bebekama. Ishu Shemchitza is Chadish Lot of the Pasuk of Avras of the Eira. So one can understand the transformation of the Pasuk in one of two ways. Either one can understand that our Hava Aminu was right. We were 100% accurate in our assessment that when there's another Koyach there, that's not you. That's you plus, but that's not you. It's not a Maisa Adam. When the Torah says, Amavras Be'eri, Ishim Shemchitz, what the Torah is saying is, even though this is not your Maisa, we're going to treat it like your Maisa. Yishalim Yishalim Amavras Be'eri is a Chiddush HaTorah, that even though in the end it's a Takanat your Maisa, because the wind is not you, and Koach Achmarabo is not your Maisa Adam, it's not shooting an arrow, it's not shooting a gun, it's a Koach Achmarabo, it's Mishnah Maisa. The Torah is going to treat it like it's yours. This is not the first time we find I saw a cost of something. I saw a cost of. So says Reb Chaim, there's another way to understand this Gzeres HaKosov. You know what the Gzeres HaKosov is telling us? That our Hava Aminu was wrong. We thought all along, and Rish Lakish Ahei Abizet thinks that way. And Rabbi Yechon, until we open up the Pasuk of Parshas Mishpat and realize there's a Pasuk that teaches us Fakir, Rabbi Yechon agreed that Misvar Rishayna, Koach Achmur was not Yemaisa. You know what the Torah Mechadish does? That it is called Yemaisa. Notwithstanding the fact that there's a wind that's joining forces, but since that wind is coming together with you, it's all Nikra Shein Yemaisa. So the Chiddush HaTorah of Amavras HaMeir is not that it's not your Maisa, but you're still Chayav. The Chiddush HaTorah is, it's called your Maisa. So that's a fundamental Chakira, a very, very famous kind of Chakira. We had a certain mindset. The Pasuk tells us that the Din is not true. Is the Torah saying your mindset was right, your Havamin was right, but there's a Chiddush, and don't ask any kashas? Or is the Torah redefining and saying, no, your mindset was wrong. This is the new reality. Says Reb Chaim, all the Rishonim, and the simple reading of that Gemara, before the Sharan came along, the simple reading of the Gemara, the simple reading of all the Rishonim is that Isha Mishim Chitzel carries over the Chol Torah Kula. You know why? Because Isha Mishim Chitzel is simply the Torah just redefining what's called the Ma'is Adam. If it would have been a Chiddush HaTorah, Ein Lecha Bo Chiddusha, then you can't learn Din Nefashim Din Mamon, it's two different parshas. But says Reb Chaim, clearly all the other Rishonim, with the exception of the Chiddush Sharan, understood that Isha Mishim Chitzel is not a Chiddush. Isha Mechitzo is a redefining what's called a Maisa. If it's called your Maisa for 1 year, Allah Mechatez is not called your Maisa for the areas of Allah. And therefore, Chayim Misa based on it. So Rabbi says, this Reb Chaim, and this most of Rishonim, and most of Rishonim against Iran, that sets the stage for the most famous Kashi Isha Mechitzo, which Elliot Smith been asking me about the last couple of weeks, and we're going to finally get to and try to complete the circle. I didn't say complete it tonight, but at least almost get to the end of the circle. The most famous kashin in the Sugi Shem Chitzel is the Nemucha Yosef. They always joke that anyone who never learned Baba Kama still knows this Nemucha Yosef. The most famous Nemucha Yosef. You know, that's the following kashin. How does the Ishim Shem Chitzel really? So what does that mean? I light a fire now at 9:41, and the fire is going and raging till 10:30. So it's my mice at 9:41, and my mice at 9:42, and my mice at 10:20, and my mice at 10:30, until the fire goes out. It's my mice. But all I'm going to buy is only Shuchit Sabiyyus. He asked the Mubay Yosef, Abba Zoy, how could you light candles on Friday afternoon? Now his rabbits are also bench left. But that's Mubay Yosef's cash. How could you ever light candles on Friday afternoon? It's your ongoing mice, so you're lighting candles on Shabbos. Yishim Shuchit Sabiyyus. So Mubay Yosef gives his famous territory. You misunderstood Isha B'Shem Chitza means. Isha B'Shem Chitza doesn't mean it's an ongoing Maisa. What does Isha B'Shem Chitza mean? Whatever happens subsequently is Mesiach is back to when? To your original Hadlocha. When you lit that candle, you struck that match, you started the fire, everything goes back to that moment. So I lit the candles at 4:12 before Shkir. So the fire is going for 3 hours, doesn't it? When you're mazik al yedei isha mishum chitzel, says the Mubay Yosef, The Maisa Hezek is now, if and when it resolves. If the fire goes down, nothing burns down, you don't have to pay. But if and when something burns down, Igloim was from Afreya, and the Shas Hezek was from the beginning. That's the famous part from the Mechil Yosef. So I just want to know, which Rishon would not have even asked this question, would not have even bothered to raise this problem? The Rav never would have asked this question in the first place. The Mechil Yosef, by asking his famous kasha and forcing his famous teretz, was assuming that Ishim Shemchitza is a din klal, it's a din klal tarkula, you derive from the zikin to klal tarkula. But according to the Chiddush Rambam, we just read together a half hour ago that no, that's why the zikin goes to the zikin, the shaking, the zikin is this, the megillas, the zikin is different from everything else. According to the Chiddush Rambam, that's a din prati, it's not like Reb Chaim's words, not that the Havamina was wrong. The Havamina is right. It's not a Maisa Adam. It's a Chiddush HaTorah by the Zikr. It's no Shaykh to call Tarakula. So what's the Kash from Shabbos? Again, we also have a Shubha to Iran. Just because they wrote the same place in the Rif, different Masech, but they don't do each other. So the Nimbuk, I mean, they were. They had a Shtickle related in terms of Talmidim, but each one's entitled to be their own thinker. So that famous Nimbuk of Yosef's Kasha was predicated on the assumption, like all the Rishonim, against Iran.
Maybe you're
also save us in the chronology of back to Elias' thing. That's going to get us back into trouble. Same we got into a rut last week, we're going to get up in the same rut. So let's not forget this, the Mechil Yosef. Put it on the back burner, no pun intended. Good point. Put it on the back burner for 1 second. This Mechil Yosef. I want to share with you one famous din that we made reference to a little bit last week also, within the sugars of Kibbutz Rami, because remember, we're learning based on Kibbutz Rami. There's a cloud, God will chayk v'lo yavar, that when the Chiyam Moman comes first, that's not Kibbutz Rami. Once Chiyam Moman is chal, finished, nothing's going to knock off a pre-existing Chiyam Moman. Comes in and says, if so, when I shoot an arrow on Shabbos, in the middle of the street, if that arrow travels Dal Amos, I'm chayef, Havar's Dal Amos, B'shus Rabim, Hazer Yechait, B'shus Rabim, V'kar Shirayim, B'halichasai. So I shoot the arrow, and in transit, it rips through somebody's shirt, and then lands 2 feet later, completing the Dal Amos trip. So guess what, says the Gemara. Let's analyze, what did I just do? I just violated Chol Shabbos Deraisa. So I threw something. Mizuri Chet, Talanam Shizrab. I also just ripped the guy's shirt. So I'm Mazik, Machanem Shemim Shomer, Mazik Mor Mechaberoi. What happened first?
Well, the
Shabbos
based on what
we said. Wait. Before you ever heard it, Rabbi Gurion's in the back burner. What happened first, chronologically? The shirt was ripped. The Chiv Shabbos is not Tol Hanochi, and Jakirin Hanochi. First Mishnah Shabbos. So that arrow lands on Machayev. If that arrow, before it lands, self-destructs, I'm not chayef. So the Chiyam Moment proceeded to Chiyam Isa. So that should be not subject to Kibbutz Rami. And it comes to Gemara with the Gevalik Chiddush Amar Abin. Zorah Chayt V'tchim was Dal, the self-Dal, Kosh Rabin Chasa Pota, why? Akira Tzerech Hanocha. When you lifted up that arrow, namely when I first shot that arrow, left my hand, left my bow, that Akira is the beginning of the Hanocha. I can't separate Akira and Hanocha anymore because every Hanocha needs an Akira. And therefore the Halacha redefines the Mais as being Akira / Hanocha. And therefore, the Chiyam Misa really, really either preceded or simultaneous, depending on what you think about precise Akira and Hanocha means. But one thing is clear, the Gemara says you can't hide behind saying the Chiyam Moment came first. Because the special Chiddush in the Halacha Rabbi Abin discovered America and said, Akira Tzarech Hanocha. And by the way, Akira Tzarech Hanocha may have certain limitations to it, but if and when you subscribe to Akira Tzarech Hanocha, then Baruch Hashem, Kibbutz Rabbanei is going to kick in. That's the famous Gemara Third Pech of Ksubas. Rabbi Say, came the brother of the Ktsois, the Trumas Akri, remember this is Las Vegas, and said the Trumas Akri, and he says, I don't understand the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. Bechla. Rabbi Yosef said, the answer to his kasha, how could you light candles on Friday? So Rabbi Yosef threw everything back to the beginning. Everything starts from the moment of the Zerika, the moment of the Halachas HaEish. So what do I need to learn Ksubas to tell me a chiddush about a kibbutzer chanocha with limitations that half the Amoraim didn't even buy into it? What are they talking about? What does it want Ksubas? The Gemara spends a daf. Those who learn the Gimel and Irish, you spend 3 weeks on that whole sugya of a kibbutzer chanocha. What do you need a kibbutzer chanocha for? According to the Ruchel Yosef, everything is mamash b'vasachas. It's literally b'vasachas. Says the Tumor Sakri with the Chemech Kusha, Ruchel Yosef is not right. He's pushing not right. That the din of Isha B'Shem Chitzel is talking ongoing chiyuv. It's not, nothing goes back to Mafreya. He's pushing not right. So wait a second. Oh my goodness, if the Ruchel Yosef is not right, it's not my wife Ben Shalach. So who's standing in the corner and saying, I'll tell you why your wife can let you bench lech. Who's going to solve the problem? The Ran. Rabbi say, we want all of that benching lech to be depending upon the Ran. The Ran, they can't read the Gemara according to the Ran. Chavez and Bez doesn't read according to the Ran. So if you have trouble reading the Chedush Ran, the Hilchot Chedush Ran, we can't understand the Gemara Chavez. The Mechay Yosef, we can't understand the Gemara Ksuba, Staf Lamed Aleph. So could you please tell me how the women are going to bench lech this Friday night? I'm going to say, stay tuned. I'll give you a heads up. Your wife could bench lech Friday. Okay? Don't worry about it. I can't tell you why yet. I want to ruin it for next week. But it could be nish based on the Ran, nish based on the Mechay Yosef. But we still have a lot of work to do in terms of this Mechay Yosef and Ran and Kim and Ramanek. We still got a couple of pieces of this puzzle to try to complete before we go back to our citizens. Go from that to next week. We'll try.